7:42, 51 degrees. A good Thursday morning to you. Chris Freund with you. And we have joining us this morning, we have Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library. And Lois, always good to see you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you. It's good to see you too.
Absolutely. So what is going on over at the library?
Well, lots of things. We have a new, a new title for our Coffeyville Public Library newsletter. It is called The Shelf Life, and this is Volume 1, Issue 1, which also can be found on Facebook. October is National Family History Month, celebrated every year since 2001. This is a terrific opportunity to do some digging into your family tree. Discovering your family history can enrich your life in many ways. It can help answer questions about ancestors, perhaps clarify family tales that have been passed down for generations. It can also shed light on our important medical history, connect you to see new relatives, and even instill a stronger sense of identity. The Coffeyville Public Library Genealogy Department has newspapers in the archives dating back to 1875, as well as over 2,800 books about local, regional, and national genealogy and family history. Come celebrate with us and our genealogy department this month. We have a wonderful group of volunteers with decades of experience and local knowledge that are here to help you in your research. Whether you are just beginning your genealogical journey or are an expert looking to fill in a missing piece to your family history. Our volunteers are here every Tuesday from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. in our genealogy room. We also have staff available to assist in locating birth and death records, marriage certificates, newspaper articles, and much more. Also, sign up for an intro to genealogy program hosted by the former Montgomery County Genealogical Society president on Tuesday, October 18th from 1 to 3. Event is limited to 10. First come, first serve. So please sign up at the front desk. Okay. October is Teentober. It's a nationwide celebration hosted by libraries every October and aims to celebrate teens, promote year-round teen services, and the innovative ways teen services help teens learn new skills and fuel their passions in and outside the library. Teentober replaces YALSA's previous Teen Read Week and Teen Tech Week. We are utilizing this new celebration to advocate for use and awareness of the importance of year-round teen services. Check our calendar for teen activities and programs. Hope to see you there. Well, let's see here. Today is October the 6th. So on October the 11th, there will be a kid craft at 4 p.m. October the 12th is story time at 10 a.m., and I read the stories to the children. October the 18th is a teen movie, and the movie is to be announced, and it'll be at 4 p.m. October 19th, another 10 a.m. story time. And October 20th is a spooktacular downtown from 4:30 to 6 p.m. October 26th is a story time again at 10 a.m. And then October the 27th will be a teen Halloween craft at 4 p.m. Must be allergies here. All right. We have free little libraries located around Coffeyville, and we're excited to announce that the 9 free little libraries purchased by the Library Foundation have been a huge success. They have been such a big success that we're having a hard time keeping them supplied with books. We want to encourage the community to utilize the boxes to the fullest by letting us know when they are empty, and when you take out a book, replace it with a book from your own home. In an attempt to keep up with the demand for books, we would like to also remind the public that we are once again accepting donations. We had a period of time there during the pandemic when we halted our acceptance of donations for safety concerns, but we are back to accepting books again. Please feel free to bring your donations to us at our back door during business hours. There is a doorbell to ring, or if you can give us a call, we will come and take the donations from you. We are in particular need of children's books. Thank you to the community for your support. We couldn't do it without you. Okay, now, moving right along after I take a sip of water. Excuse me. As again, I say on Wednesdays at 10 a.m., we have a story time along with crafts and also learning colors, shapes, letters, and numbers. This is a great time for toddlers as we have a special play area just for them. Today's book review is Diana, William, and Harry by James Patterson and Chris Mooney. And this is available in large print. I'm going to read the back of the book for the review. From the moments William and Harry are born into the House of Windsor, they became their mother's whole world. I've got two healthy, strong boys. I realize how incredibly lucky I am, Diana reminds herself every morning. But even the Princess of Wales wonders, am I a good mother? Diana is faced with a seemingly impossible challenge, one son destined to be King of England and another determined to find his own way. She teaches them to honor royal traditions, even while daring to break it. Sometimes I'd like a time machine, Diana says, as William and Harry grow up, never imagining they would have less than a lifetime together. Even after she's gone, her sons follow their mother's lead and her heart. As the years pass and William and Harry grow into adulthood and form families of their own, they carry on Diana's name, her likeness, and her incomparable spirit. James Patterson applies his skills to real-life history with novelistic style. In this deeply personal and revealing biography of the world's most storied family, and from one of the world's number one best-selling author, and it's available at the library to check out. And also, come to the library to see our new display case. It's filled with scary books and DVDs, just in time for Halloween. Now, our Shel Silverstein moment is a Runny Babbitt poem. Remember, he turns his words around to be funny. So today's poem from Shel Silverstein is Runny's Heady Rabbits, or Bunny's Reading Habits. Runny lent to the library, and there were bundreds of hooks. Bistory hooks, biography gooks, and lots of boy stooks. He looked them over one by one, and guess which one he took? A Bryant Scook? A Boetry Pook? Oh no, a Bomet Cook. I always like Silverstein. Okay, well, folks, that's it for today. Drive careful, stay safe, and remember to be kind to everyone.
Absolutely. I have a feeling that will be one of the first books that my wife checks out.
Yes, we just got this in, so this is... And the large print, I like large print because it's easy on the eyes.
Absolutely.
So, and we do have a lot of large print available. So,
all right.
Come on in.
That sounds great. Lois Hendricks with the Coffeyville Public Library joining us this morning. Thank you, ma'am. We sure do appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, and we'll see you next month.
Sounds great. 752, 51 degrees. Fox News coming up at the top of the hour, followed by local news. This is... The Mighty 690, KGGF.